Unit 5. Without fail. A. Communication and fluency. A. Listen and read.
Hi, it's Nick. Just calling up to ask how you're doing. Thanks, I'm okay. Just still suffering with this awful cold. You've been off work for almost a week now. Are you sure it's just a cold? I don't know, really. It started out as just a bad sniffly nose and sore throat, but it does seem to have gotten worse these past couple of days. I've got a bad headache and a bit of a temperature, and I've lost my appetite. Oh dear, Fran, it sounds to me like you've got the flu. You might be right. Maybe I should go to the doctors. I'm not sure there is much they can do for the flu, but I think you should definitely go anyway. You should get them to check you over just in case. Do you want me to come over and drive you there so you don't need to take the bus? Oh, would you mind? I'd really appreciate that. I don't think I'd be able to handle the bus right now. Of course. Is there anything else I can bring you? I could really do with some more cough medicine and perhaps throat lozenges. No problem. I'll stop off at the pharmacy on my way and get some for you. You should really eat something as well, even if you're not feeling hungry. I know, but there's just nothing I fancy. I'll pick up some ingredients to make my mum's famous chicken broth. That cures everything, and once you smell it cooking, your appetite will pick right up, I promise you. Thanks so much. You're such a good friend. Of course. I know you'd do the same for me if I was feeling ill. I certainly would. Thanks, and see you later.